Hello again, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King, and today we are going to discuss why selfishness is a major contraindication for practicing samadhi, which therefore also means that it is a major contraindication for practicing yoga in its fullest capacity in general as well. Since everything that we do in our practice, if we want to get its absolute full benefits, is aimed at reaching this ultimate state of enlightenment, and in this state, selfishness cannot be present. If selfishness is present in any limb of a person's yoga journey, from yamas to dhyanas and everything in between, one completely misses the point of this work and falls short of its full benefits, missing real connection with his or her true self. If you pursue your yama practice to improve your relationships, this is great, but you will never get the full benefits of yoga. If you engage in niyama practice for worldly gains, this is amazing, but you will never get the full benefits of yoga. If you employ asanas for better physical health and flexibility, this is absolutely spectacular. But, again, no full benefits of yoga will come from your efforts. Pranayamas can be used to increase your breath capacity and breathing skills. Pratyaharas can help you fight addictions and cravings and better bear your suffering. Dharanas will help you with your focus and concentration. And dhyanas or meditations will help you calm your mind. But all of these seeming gains from only working on one part of your practice, or practicing in a self-absorbed way, will only lead to very superficial and unsatisfying results. When you engage in yoga practice only in an ego-selective way, and or perform yoga for selfish purposes as opposed to performing it wholeheartedly with and for understanding and commitment to the main aim of a true yoga practice, which is to obtain self-awareness and enlightenment for the highest form of living, you only fall deeper into a state of entrapment and attachment to the illusions of the world as opposed to being liberated from them. The main aim of yoga is to know yourself, and if one is spending most of his or her energy playing with the small self of the ego, trying to please it, trying to fix it, trying to shape it into an acceptable form for others' ego enjoyment, trying to get it to be better than the expression of someone else's ego, or trying to avoid suffering that cannot be avoided unless the ego itself is dissolved, one will never gain true understanding, true liberation, true health, or obtain the full benefits of living and practicing any of the associated limbs leading up to samadhi. In fact, a quest like this will never lead to samadhi unless the cycle of unawareness is broken by some metaphorical miracle, magic, or significantly transformative painful experience. But it can also be broken through choice. With greater awareness comes a fuller understanding and a fuller and more enriched life experience. These benefits are inevitable from a true practice, but they should never be the aim of one's practice. They are only a side effect. The goal of engaging in any of this, although we can apply numerous words in our attempt to explain this to our lower selves, is true self-realization and expression. And once this is obtained, only then can one fully come alive in this life experience, because then he or she will finally be present and aware of reality and how it is constructed and being constructed, both within and outwardly. The goal of yoga, at least I feel, is to truly live, even for just a moment, to honor the spark of life and understanding within our being as it is expressed in our physical human form on this planet, for however long it is expressed. Before this state of presence and knowing is obtained, life is dull and like a dream. A hazy nightmare with some sensations of pleasure here and there. You breathe air, but never fully breathe. You walk on the earth, but never fully see, feel, or understand it. You interact with others, but never really connect to them, even when you come out of their very womb. You may be intimate with another in physical ways, and may even bring forth another person from your own womb at any point, or participate in providing the catalyst for sparking unborn potential into life. But before you truly get it, until you are able to see the truth of who you are and what you are, you are, as the metaphor that is so popular goes, in a sleep state while awake. And in this state, you'll be convinced that your prison is your home, and you'll decorate it according to your conditioning and attachments, and you'll be enslaved by your ego and to the individual and collective constructs that arose from the ego to begin with. Samadhi reminds you that you are nothing and everything simultaneously. If selfishness is present, then you are still lacking in self-awareness. First, seek to know your true self by removing all false selves through practicing with this aim in mind. You can get closer and closer each day. Once your false selves are dissolved, only love is present. And then you can fully serve from that place, in service to your true self, connected to all of creation. This week, I'm going to invite you to consciously set the intention to drop all of your false selves while practicing your 8 limbs of yoga. Ask yourself this: how can I incorporate this intention into my practice of my yamas, niyamas, asanas, pranayamas, pratyaharas, dharanas, and dhyanas? And what will it mean or look or feel like for me to live as my true self in samadhi once all false selves are dissolved and no longer getting in the way of my full being and expressing in life?